Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we will be studying Yeshayahu Perek Chaf, the 20th Perek. We're in the middle of the Masa'ot, the prophecies concerning the other nations. Perek Chaf is a relatively short Perek, and in it, we don't have a Masa regarding the other nations. Rather, we have almost an activity or something that Yeshayahu is told to do in order to prophesize about the other nations. Let's dive into it. Pasuk Aleph tells us the context of when this prophecy takes place. B'shnat bo Tartan Ashdoda. This was at the time where Tartan came to Ashdod. B'shloach oto Sargon, where Sargon, the king of Ashur, sent him. Sargon is either another name for Sancheirev, or it's a different Assyrian king, who sends his officer Tartan to go down to Ashdod and conquer it. V'yelachem ba'Ashdod v'yilkada. And he goes down and they conquer Ashdod. And if you think geographically, you know where Ashdod is. This is a time when the Syrian army is conquering not just the northern parts of Eretz Yisrael, but other places too. And they haven't yet come to Yerushalayim and besieged Yerushalayim. That's going to happen 3 years after Ashdod is conquered. At this time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yeshayahu. Ba'es hahi diber Hashem biyad Yeshayahu ben Amot lemor. And Hashem tells him as follows, Lech, Upitachta hasak me'al matnecha. Go and untie your sackcloth from your loins. Take off your sackcloth. He was wearing sackcloth, apparently. The Radak and the Malbim and others explain, because the 10 tribes have already been sent into exile, and he is in a consistent and continuous state of mourning for the 10 tribes. So he's wearing clothes of mourning every single day for his brothers. And Hashem says, take off those sackcloth. V'na'alcha tachalot, and take off your shoes, ma'al raglecha, from your feet. V'ya'as ken haloch arum v'yachaf, and he walks around naked and barefoot. Now, obviously, all the mefarshim are bothered by the fact that a Navi won't walk around unclothed. That's totally inappropriate. So how do we understand this? There are two approaches. The one is to say, like the Malbim, that he actually did this, but he didn't do it for a long period of time, and he did it inside of his room. You can imagine either for a day or a couple of hours, he acts out this vision that Hashem wants him to. The alternative approach is Ibn Ezra, and the Radak takes this approach, which is that he didn't actually do it. This was all a vision. And part of what he does, quote unquote, is part of the vision, just as Ibn Ezra says, in a dream, one might imagine that one goes to an orchard and picks fruit. So too here, there is a vision of Yeshayahu doing something which he doesn't actively do in the real world. And Hashem says to Yeshayahu, Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Hashem, Kasher halach abdi Yeshayahu arum v'yachef. Just as Yeshayahu, my prophet, is walking around naked and barefoot, shalosh shanim ot umofet al Mitzrayim v'al Kush. This, for 3 years, will be a sign for Mitzrayim and for Kush. 3 years being, in 3 years' time, something is going to happen to Mitzrayim and Kush. And what will happen? Pasuk Dalet tells us, Ken yinhag melech asher et shvi Mitzrayim v'eskalus Kush. God is going to cause Mitzrayim and Kush to experience an exile. Their young people and their old people will all go arum v'yachaf. They'll walk around bare and exposed. V'chasufai sheis ervas Mitzrayim. And they will be ashamed and they will be exposed, the nakedness of Egypt. We also know that this is not the only time that a prophet is told to act something out. Later on, Hosea is told to marry a prostitute and have children from this prostitute. Yechezkel is told to shave off with a razor his hair and his beard. These are all prophecies which, again, we have to try to figure out how they happened and why they happened. Now we have to ask ourselves two more questions. The one is, what is the significance of this specific action and prophecy to the other nations? And the second question is, why does Hashem not just say the message? Why does he actually require, either in a dream form or in reality, Yeshayahu to actually do something? So let's first look at the message, and then we'll circle back and ask ourselves about the activity and the specifics of this event. Pasuk Hay is going to explain this whole thing to us in a few simple words. Pasuk Hay says, V'chatu uvoshu mikush mabatam umin Mitzrayim tifartam. They will be cut down and they will be embarrassed, because Cush is their hope and Egypt is their glory. This is not a prophecy about Mitzrayim and Cush. It's a prophecy to Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael, who have been turning to Cush and to Egypt as their hope and as their glory, as their saving grace. This is a message to them to say, look, the people who you are relying on are only human and they fall and they will fall. Why aren't you turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And that's how the parak ends for us in Pasuk Vav. Vayomer Yoshev Ha'ai Hazeh B'yomahu, Hinei Kom Abateinu Asher Nasnu Sham Le'ezra Lahitzil Mipnei Melech Ashur. The people who are dwelling in the island, which the Mefarshim mean to understand Eretz Yisrael, because it's surrounded by various bodies of water on different sides, they will say on that day, what have we done? Why did we look towards and why did we flee towards these people, Cush and Mitzrayim, to save us from Ashur? Ve'ech nimalet anachno, if they have fallen at the hands of the Assyrians, how will we then be saved? And we know the answer is because Hashem will save you. The Malbim points out that every time there's a prophecy regarding the other nations, there is a potential that it won't happen. For example, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu prophesies to Yonah the destruction of Nineveh, Yonah knows that that prophecy may or may not actually occur. It depends on whether the people do teshuva or not. They have the option, an opt-out card. If they do teshuva, it won't happen. Therefore, says the Malbim, there are two main ways in which a prophecy regarding the nations becomes a prophecy which vadai, which absolutely and certainly will happen. The one is if the prophet does something. If the prophet has to act out a specific action, that gives it far more severity, intensity, and certainty, the prophecy itself. And the second thing is if the thing that he has to do is very strange. So when a prophet comes and does something which is weird, bizarre, and peculiar, that is a sign that that which he is prophesizing about is certain to happen. So too here, Hashem tells Yeshayahu, go prophesize regarding the downfall of Mitzrayim and Cush as a warning sign to the people who are relying on Mitzrayim and Cush, that Mitzrayim and Cush are certainly, absolutely, unquestionably going to fall. And you, Am Yisrael, you need to ask yourself, who are your real friends and who is your real rod on which you lean? And if it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can be saved. But if it's not, then you might be in much bigger trouble than you had thought originally. Thank you for learning with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda Jennifer Hayakara Shelano U'Lepitzu'e Tzahal Achenu Hayakarim B'Toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael Nina V'Chaim Shenka.